Okay, welcome back, campers, to another episode of Tales of the Trails. We're here in Rocky Narrows in God knows where in Massachusetts. We just did 8 miles of canoeing.
Bless you.
God bless you, Andrew. That's totally normal. We have all of our normal sounds. So we're here at our campsite with a couple members of our troop. We've got Max, Zach, Jason, and John. Jason might not be joining in, but he's just here listening in. Super cool. So today's episode is a little different. It's a fun one, as you know, because, you know, Andrew just laughed. Usually we edit, or Andrew just sneezed. Usually we edit that out. But we're here. We're going to make an episode for all of you. So here we go. Today, we're going to be asking the members of our troop a few questions that relate to our previous episodes. If you haven't checked those out, check them out.
Before we get started, guys, go check us out on our Instagram and Twitter, at Trails Podcast. And, follow us or subscribe to us wherever you are listening to this podcast.
What? No, I don't know. Don't forget to check out our website, trailspodcast.com. Super cool. You can find all of our episodes linked there. But let's just get right into this episode because I think that's what we're all waiting for. And I'm sure our troop members are getting bored of this intro. So, all right. The first question is a question that AJ, myself, and Andrew all answered in one of our first episodes is, what is the definition of camping? And what does camping kind of mean to us? So I honestly don't remember what I said to you.
I remember that the definition of camping is, so long as it's a campfire, it's camping.
Okay. Yeah. A campfire kind of defines the trip.
So we're not camping right now.
I mean, we're kind of doing sad camping. We have a little lantern in the fireplace.
But. Right. AJ, do you remember what you said?
I remember. Oxford's definition.
He pulled out the dictionary definition.
Is the activity of spending a vacation living in a camp tent or camper.
Yeah, so, and then I shut that down because really there is no dictionary definition of camping. As long as you got good people and good times, you're camping.
Yeah, we're so deep.
All right, so Max, do you have anything personal to add to the definition of camping?
So I feel like definition of camping is really just like kind of escaping from the outside world, mm-hmm. really, and just being outdoors. And that's something that I've been going through. Like, this is a really challenging part of my life right now because I just moved down to the Cape, if you guys don't know.
Right.
I also am an Eagle Scout. I moved down to the Cape, and it's kind of really stressful because I'm a senior in high school, and I'm doing remote and in-person classes, and it's really confusing to just manage that, but I feel like it's great that I can just escape from that and hang out with, like, all my great friends from my troop, AJ.
Camping, yeah.
And so just camping is a good way to escape.
Zach, what about you?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of my friends don't really like going places, so it's kind of cool to have some people who I don't normally talk to all the time and just really go out and make memories with and who knows where in Massachusetts.
Yep. And John?
Well, I'd like to dispute the fact that camping in a camper is actually camping because that's just living in a downsized house for a couple of days in some random location. not camping. All right, so I'm sorry, but
We know the Oxford definition is definitely
wrong.
I think they were including glamping, which is Addie's.
Glamping is not a thing. I'm gonna come back. Yeah, we gotta have a whole episode. I'll be just ready to go.
Glamping is just an outdoor hotel room.
Yeah, 100%.
Jason, you wanna go or no?
Don't.
No? All right. That's all good.
Then our next thing
What's our next one?
What did you forget? What was the most important thing you forgot?
What is something that you forgot? I always say a pillow. I remember this time I have a pillow.
I don't sleep with a pillow.
Dude, destroy my neck if I sleep without a pillow.
Now, not necessarily something I forgot, but a little story from my first time camping was I was out. I want to say we were doing a bike trip in Nickerson State Park.
And that was the first one. Nice.
Yeah. My first time camping with the troop. And I had this roll-up pillow that my family had owned for, like, 2 decades. And not that I forgot the pillow, but I forgot to unroll the pillow. So I was sleeping on this hard, compact thing. And I remember waking up the next morning biking and just having my head dangling off to the left for, like, the first 2 hours in the night with a giant crick in my neck. So there's a rookie mistake for anyone who's listening.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you guys might have forgotten? That's like
I know what I forgot.
All right, what is
literally
it?
Every camping trip.
What's the trademark thing that
you forget? The trademark thing that I'm not the only one who forgets this, but a chair.
A chair?
I just gotta be the first one to say it, but like, I always forget a chair.
Yeah,
like,
you're good. Remember, Zach's really good with bringing his chair.
Yeah, AJ's pretty good everywhere. True. I just keep it in my chair bag. Plug. So it just comes with me.
Yeah. Troop 130 Maynard just rubbed off on me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, why didn't I think of that?
Troop 130 Maynard.
130 Maynard is the chair troop.
They're iconic.
The troop that caused that also caused the LBD week, too. Anyway,
they had to ban chairs at summer camp, right?
All
right.
Yeah,
you know what I forgot, though?
What?
Shoes.
Shoes.
I bring Crocs. We're going on a biking trip at Block Island, and it's pouring rain.
Oh, my God. I remember
and you were
that.
In Crocs, right?
I only brought Crocs.
Yeah. That's where you got your nickname, Spaghetti Strainer, right?
Oh, yeah.
Was it that trip?
I thought that was the glass in the parking lot.
No, I thought that was after.
No, that was just like the extra bit. That was like the icing on the cake.
That's what kind of solidified the nickname.
Yeah, you know, stepping on glass and splitting your
yeah,
foot.
Yeah, all right, AJ.
Because it just goes through Crocs.
All right, yeah.
Give us our next question for these guys.
Fourth episode, we talked about food.
Food,
and
yes.
And I'll say tonight.
My favorite episode.
Tonight, we had some really good food.
We just
food.
Got a scare from Nathan Gerloven.
Yes.
Yeah. No!
Oh, another right, scare.
Guys,
a very
go,
good time,
guys,
you gotta
go
say.
Go away.
Go away.
Oh, go away.
No.
Okay.
No.
Go away.
No, we're just quiet.
Hello, guys. Welcome to the.
So tonight, we had some. A scout dad bring us some
yes,
food.
Came in clutch.
He grilled us. Clutch. We had some burgers, some dogs, corn on the cob, a bunch of different. Yeah.
He brought drinks, burgers, dogs, potato salad, corn on the cob. This was definitely like. And the thing is, you know, in COVID, we can't be doing a troop meal, so everything was individually wrapped, and it was just so. It was so awesome on his part. And I know the troop was certainly happy after eating that meal.
Shout out to him. Thank you.
Yeah. If you're listening, right?
Yeah.
But
the question is, other than this meal today, which is your favorite, what is your favorite meal? And then after that, what is your least favorite meal?
Yeah, like what's one of the most memorable meals that you've had on a camping trip? We'll start with Zach.
Is it wrong to say Pop-Tart?
I feel like it might be.
Because like for breakfast, we used to never bring Pop-Tarts. But then one camp out, we just decided.
The revelation.
Are we allowed to bring Pop-Tarts?
Well,
and we
needed
were.
A vegetarian option.
I mean, eggs and
my bad.
Not vegan.
Oh, yeah. But like, and then it just revolutionized. But every camp out, I'm just looking forward to the Pop-Tarts.
Zach, what flavor though? What flavor is that?
Okay, yeah. You got to give us a flavor if you're going to say Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, you... It's really, there's no
exactly.
correct flavor. There's just incorrect flavors. You can't have like brownie and cookie dough. You can't do that. It has to be cinnamon or like a berry for breakfast.
So obviously. The troop always gets the cinnamon and
the unicorn cherry flavor.
No.
Oh,
the
strawberry.
The strawberry.
But unicorn cherry, what are you talking about?
That was good.
Don't drop my light. Can we drop my light or just keep it on?
No, nah, it's all good. Yeah, lights are fine. We got to see each other.
Yeah. No. Keep mine on. Keep mine on. Mine on's good.
Okay. Right, anyways, moving on from the intensity of our lights. What's a memorable meal that you've had, Max?
So basically, back in my old troop, we always, for breakfast, we always do eggs in a bag. I don't know if you guys ever did that. Maybe you did.
Every time.
So eggs in a bag is a lot of fun.
Max was in troop 2 and we merged.
We merged to troop
3 years ago.
And Max was like the pinky that we were missing that fits in the glove.
Yeah. I mean,
nice and snug.
If you want to put it like
no,
that.
I mean, to be honest, though, like, I can't even, when I think about who was in the old troop, your name is not one that comes to mind.
Okay.
Like, you fit in so well. All of us do. But, like, when I think of people who are in the old troop, I think of, like, Shane. And that's just, it. Like, Shane and Javi.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I was in the troop longer than Javi.
No, I know. Yeah. But, like, I don't know how, but you just fit in so well.
Yeah.
Maybe because, like, he was kind of in our age group.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, but
maybe.
Also, Javi, also, I feel like Javi and Shane didn't go to school in Ashland. So, I feel like that kind
of something.
That's true, too.
Troop 232 was a lot of Ashland kids.
Yeah, and I was going to school in Ashland.
AJ's an outsider. I'm the only one who doesn't go to Ashland.
Well, yeah, but you were kind of an OG.
I was. I'm probably the oldest one here. Yeah.
No,
that was in
he's 18.
We can talk about troop stuff later.
Andrew,
but all right, so you say you're saying eggs in a bag.
Eggs in a bag, yeah.
Okay,
for sure.
All right,
classic.
John, what do you
both
think?
The best
most memorable meal.
There's been a lot of good ones,
yeah,
but I have to say I often enjoy
the Boy Scout Thanksgiving dinners more than the ones
I have.
Okay, sure. I have never been to one of those.
That deep fried turkey just slapped so hard.
That deep fried turkey was actually really good.
Bro, who made that stuff?
It was Dave Hayward.
Yeah,
he would spend hours and hours that camp out making the perfect turkey, and it was the best goddamn bird I ever had.
Okay. I've never actually. We always go away for Thanksgiving, so I've never had the opportunity to spend Thanksgiving
and
with the troop.
Afterwards, we deep fry some Twinkies.
Yeah.
You guys deep fry anything?
Yeah. I mean, you've got the deep fryer. You might as well use it, right?
If it fits in the deep fryer.
I
want to
try a deep fried. I want to try a deep fried Twinkie.
Then we take
deep
all the leftover
deep fry
oil.
Like Daniel Lee, because why not? Daniel Lee. Okay. Do you guys, AJ and Andrew, do you guys remember what you guys said for your?
I probably said I probably eat anything.
Yeah. I said pizza night at Resolute.
Pizza night at camp.
I'm trying to think.
Talk about pizza at camp. Last summer, I was the SPL, and I had to go, like, the week before to, like, a meeting, so and they gave us all the information, and it was me and Mr. Hayworth, and we were just there, and on our way out, we were heading back home, and there's this Domino's delivery guy, and he's like, I'm looking for this guy, and he's like, I'm like, all right, Dave and I are like, what's his name? He's like, Max Carvajal.
Oh my
God. You know, call it a texting Max.
I would literally,
and he's not picking up.
And we're talking about literally, like, I would order Domino's like 3 times a week at camp. I spent a solid $200 on Domino's for the whole
Your
summer.
Your entire paycheck.
My pretty my entire paycheck.
Yeah, and I mean, what are you getting paid? Like $6 a day at camp?
No, $400 for every 2 weeks. It's god awful.
Jesus.
Anyway.
I mean, that's meals. I think one of the most memorable meals I had was definitely when we were, like, in the stage of, like, or in the process of deciding what troop we wanted to go to. We went on a camping trip with the troop, and I remember going, so we went to troop two. Yes, it's the grilled cheese.
The grilled cheese.
Some of you guys might remember this. Actually, you probably should. So we went up to, these were memorable grilled cheese sandwiches because they were charcoal grilled cheese sandwiches. They were like pitch black on both sides. You heard like
I don't even care if you're lactose intolerant or not, that juice went straight through you.
It was so memorable because then we played like a manhunt with walkie talkies, and there was this one guy who was just cussing left and right trying to find him. He's like, you, I can't even say this stuff because, you know, we're a clean podcast, but
maybe I will let one slide.
But yeah, it was just crazy. Like,
and that's why we didn't join Troop 2.
Uh-huh.
Hey,
cheese was so bad.
Every single one of us went.
And then so then when we merged, I made it sure that each of the Troop 2 kids got a cooking lesson because they needed it.
Well, we didn't give Owen a lesson because he didn't even make a meal
plan. He didn't even make a meal plan. Oh, no.
Wasn't on the meal plan.
Yeah, and then he didn't show up. He let me.
Bro, you guys never gave me a cooking lesson.
He had like appendicitis or something.
We got that afterwards. Awesome. He showed up for dinner, the one meal he actually planned, and then dipped. He left us to cook waffles on the frickin' fryers in the morning, sitting there with sticks trying to get it on the griddle.
I wasn't on that trip because I had glass in my foot.
All right, so now we want to move on to some of the benefits that you guys get from camping. So when AJ, Andrew, and I did this episode, we were talking about kind of something. We looked at an article that we found, and we were just seeing how we agreed to them, and just some personal benefits as well. So one of them was, like, you know, besides the health benefits of, you know, getting to spend time outside and vitamin D and vitamin Q and whatever, there's also the physical benefits, but there's also the benefits of that like disconnect from everything. AJ put it really well. What was the words you used? The hustle and bustle is what you said.
Yeah.
So just kind of getting away from our everyday lives for a weekend or just even one night, like we are tonight. And
all right, Daddy, don't take all of their answers.
Like,
right,
seriously.
Now.
Right. Right. But so,
well,
yeah. All right.
Said,
so
though.
This is why you're a bad host, Amy.
So you guys, you know ours. The listeners know our benefits. What are some of your benefits?
Benefits of camping, probably getting to, you know, actually cook your food yourself and getting to learn. Basically, the broad term is getting to learn, because especially when I've been camping throughout the years, I've really learned a lot about the outdoors and just, like, learning how to survive by yourself. And those skills I'll definitely use, like, in the future.
Mm-hmm. You know. Yeah, I like that. Zach, go ahead.
You know, I mean, I feel like you already mentioned everything, but one good thing if conversations ever get stale outside of camp, I can always just throw in a camp story, right?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
And it sort of lightens things up, right? It always works.
And even if you exaggerate them just a little bit beyond reality, it's, like, still...
And you dropped off a 1,000-foot cliff. And he just landed on his feet.
Yeah.
When you guys put the rowboat in the freaking volleyball court.
And I
had to pick it up.
John, well, benefits to camping.
Yeah, you covered, just to go into a little more detail. I mean, being in a Boy Scout troop just, like, adds to it and amplifies it because a lot of us are real busy. We're three-sport athletes. We're honors and AP students. We're in all of the clubs in the entire school.
Right.
I think you just described yourself.
just me and John.
But when you come to Boy Scouts, you've automatically cut out everything you're doing is your schedule. It's not, you've got 14 things to do today. You got to squeeze in some homework. You got to do this. You got to do that. Someone has helped you plan out two almost stress-free days when you're just going to hang out with your friends. You don't have to worry about what I'm doing, when I'm doing it. You can just sort of relax, go through the patterns of the camp out, and it's just a great mental reset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was that. I definitely like that because, I mean, yeah, you said it yourself. It's just a disconnect.
Yeah,
an escape from the hustle and bustle. That should be a name for one of our episodes.
Awesome.
But so that was our four of our five questions, and yeah, we're gonna end it on a little bit of a sad note. But we've been talking about him this entire episode, and most of us might not have even realized it. But our last topic is Dave Hayworth. The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the 6 of us, 7 of us, Jason included. Are all considered older scouts in the troop, and Dave's impact is, you know, it's, you can't put it in words, but we're gonna try for you, and I guess we're gonna go around, hey, laugh a little, celebrate his life, but let's start with Max. So, Andrew and AJ and me, Aditya, we kind of talked about this. I almost started crying. I don't want to do that again. So, Max,
okay, boys,
take it away.
So, yeah, Dave. So, I only knew Dave for like 2-3 years, but I've always seen him around the troop. I've always seen him. He's such a positive guy.
Right.
Whenever I saw him at like the meetings, he would always give an inspirational speech at the end of every meeting.
Right.
And he's just an unbelievable person.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be missed forever. And it's really hard to lose him to cancer because, like, cancer's a bitch in the half. Yeah, and we can't.
I'm leaving that in because cancer's a bitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And cancer's taken the life of like one of my closest friend's sister, and it killed her. And Dave was just an unbelievable person, and we all like will miss him dearly. And the impact that he has on not just the troop, but in scouting in general. Like, he literally lives and breathes scouting.
Yeah.
And he'll forever be missed. Rest in peace.
Yeah. Zach, you want to take?
Yeah, I mean, I think you pretty much said, like, he... Like, if you looked up, like, the scout oath in the dictionary, like, it would just be a picture of David. Like, he would be right there. Like, he, like, lived that to the law.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one camp out, like, everyone else went and they were going and playing Capture the Flag. He held me back, and I was, like, super annoyed at the time. I was a younger scout. I was like, come on, you're wasting my time. I want to play with the other kids. And we did the totin' shit, which is super, like, it feels like once you get it, no one remembers that you got it, and you just got to take it again.
Uh-huh.
But me and Dave just did it, like, whole thing right then and there. And he never questioned me again for that, because... Yeah, I don't know, it was pretty good. I don't know, man.
Yeah. He spent time with you.
Yeah.
Right? He was looking out for you. Yeah. I know John and Dave were a little bit closer than most of us.
Yeah, we were. I mean, Dave Hayworth he was really an amazing man. And even at the end of every Wednesday night, you know, it's been 2 hours, we're probably busy, you got homework to do, but you take time, you'd walk over, I'd say goodbye, you'd shake my hand, and then you'd just ask, like, How is your life going? How are things? He'd ask me about football team, ski team, turning. He would, if I was going to do anything with Scout, if I was doing anything, he wanted to know. He just genuinely cared about what was going on. And just as a testament to, like, this man was so dedicated to not just the Scouts, but, like, the Scouts and the troop that the last meeting I saw him, less than a week before he passed away, he came down and joined our merit badge so that he could start to learn how to teach the wood carving merit badge, just because that's who he was.
Right. Even it with a week left.
What merit badge you were taking, he could teach it to you. I took eagles with him, fishing, woodworking, like you just name a merit badge. That man had learned how to do it, or it was on his bucket list to do it. So it was just a really an amazing man who just cared a lot for scouting and cared a lot for his scouts. And you could tell when you looked at the collar of his uniform, which would have eagle pins, and there's probably at least 20 of them in there.
Right. I was just going to buy him a new collar.
I think I honestly plan to give him one when I receive my eagle within the next probably 6 months or so.
Right.
As a post-mortem honor.
So, I mean, I'm sure for any non-scouts, eagle pins basically... it's almost like you're dedicating your Boy Scouting journey to a certain leader. You get three eagle pins that you get to dedicate to a leader, and the more eagle pins you have, it just shows how influential of a leader you were. And Dave had his entire collar filled up to the point where instead of giving him an eagle pin, I was going to give him a new collar. But the stories you just heard were kind of Dave acting in the foreground. But for me, I was never very personal with Dave. I never got too close to him. But the thing is, Dave acted in the background too. He always expected more from me. He always pushed me to be a better scout, a better leader. He would pull me to the side if he noticed that I was having a bad day. He'd pull me to the side if I made a mistake in my leadership or if I made a mistake in general. I could see him like looking at me from across the room, giving me, you know, the side eye if I screwed up or if I said something wrong, or if smirking at me if I'm doing a good job. So he works in the background, he works in the foreground. Dave is all over the place, and now he's watching above us. And I think that's where we're gonna end it, because we've got a cool segment coming up with a couple more scouts, but
Sit tight. We're going to take a quick ad break. It seems kind of odd to put this here, but here it is.
We'll see you guys soon.
Andrew, your famous part.
Where Andrew goes, nothing grows.
All right, we're back. Hope you enjoyed that ad. Hope you haven't memorized it yet, because I did. It's not one of those things I want to have memorized. But anyways, we're back. I'm Aditya, here with AJ and Andrew, the classic Tales of the Trails crew.
Recording in the dark.
In the dark, under, well, a bunch of trees. We've got crickets and cicadas all around us. We're on a camping trip, like I said earlier. Just having a good time, kind of recording this on the fly. For you guys, as you know, we have Zach, John, and Max, and we have a new scout with us, Nathan. Say hi.
Hello.
All right.
You said hi, not hello.
Well, I guess we're kicking him out, right?
That's quick.
But you know, we're here with the iconic hot take segment. Andrew Rice, your host. Give it up.
All right. So, today's topic.
You're not even going to tell him what the name is anymore.
Okay, all right. I never say the name because I never know the name, okay?
Andrew doesn't know the name of his own iconic segment. All right,
the name is Where Andrew Goes, Nothing Grows.
Yep.
That's the name, okay?
Yep.
Never forget it because I'm going to forget it next week.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on. So today's hot take is going to be, is scouting fun? is scouting fun?
That's a really
I say yes.
Question.
I mean, yes or no question?
Yeah, you go yes or no.
All right, I'm a yes, more. Yes all around.
Oh, we're just doing, just yes or no. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Why would somebody
possibly
be here if they said no?
Possibly.
care to elaborate?
I don't know.
No. Zach, is scouting fun?
I'll say about 8 times out of 10 it's fun.
Okay.
What makes it not fun?
Well, what's the two times?
Yeah. What makes it not fun?
Getting rained on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In your Crocs?
In my Crocs.
On an island off the coast of Massachusetts?
Yeah. When you have PLC meetings during the Scout meeting? Bro, Rhode Island.
Hey, we had nothing else to do. Was that me?
No, that was you.
Yeah,
Mr. McConnell's like, hey, why don't we do this? I'm like, well, why not? We have nothing else to do.
Yeah, but the only suggestions you got were don't do the PLC.
Yeah.
And RC is just like, this is so dumb. Why are we doing this?
Yep. Nathan, is scouting fun?
I don't think I'd be here if it wasn't. Okay. So that answer is a yes.
Yep. All right. Hi, Ben. Ben Temple's here. Ben, we're recording our podcast.
You care to join
having
us?
A good time.
Anyway.
Walking in the other direction.
There goes Troop 23 legend.
He's only a legend now.
He was a better SPL than a DTO.
Get out of here! As he whispers into the phone. Okay, do you have another hot take, or should we just talk about the main kind of segment of the hot take segment?
Yeah, I got nothing else.
All right, so...
Unless anyone else have any questions about anything, literally anything.
I think
we can... Your leg okay?
My leg's okay. It's on. Yeah. It's working.
Oh, so all right. So let's talk about that. We ran a massive manhunt game. Who is walking towards me with a very bright light? That is my good friend Adam, my neighbor tonight. Okay. So yeah. So we ran a manhunt game. Super fun. There's thorns and bramble everywhere.
Andrew got caught a couple of times.
Andrew and I just did not give a care in the world for any of that, and we were just running right through it.
I dove right into some.
Yeah. He thought he was going to be able to avoid getting out by me and AJ.
Cut on his forehead.
We don't know how much blood he's lost.
Battle scars.
We're going to have to take him to the ER.
Andrew wouldn't tell us how much
blood
he lost.
Bro, we
got to
get you a freaking medevac.
I think you guys should all, like, give us a light.
Andrew, I got some
oak
blood I can just, like, inject into you.
Give us a like so we can buy some new blood for Andrew.
No, I think what needs to happen is... You guys should all become monthly subscribers to our podcast, where you can give us anywhere from $1 to $10 a month, because what Andrew's doing right now is, we all agree that he needs to be in a hospital, but he agreed to sacrifice his blood and his time to record this for you.
So they're going to give us blood money.
Shut up. Don't put it that way. But he's sitting here. We called the ambulance. They're like, we need him right now. And we're like, no, we need to record a podcast. So you're going to have to wait. But yeah, we have a bed booked and everything. But yeah.
I'm actually fine. Don't listen to them. This is all propaganda.
No.
We're still holding up against his will, though.
Yeah, we are.
Andrew's still here against his will.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that part.
Eddie kidnapped him and drove him here.
I just have my learner's permit.
Not false. They showed up in the same car. Hey, well, he's over 18. He's an adult, so he can be in the car with you.
No,
Now we're gonna like.
All right, moving on. The police are
secretly listening in on us.
Yeah.
Okay, but I think one of the big questions is like kind of what is it like being a new scout versus a new/younger scout compared to like an older experienced scout and how that's changed. Mm-hmm. So for me, from what I remember when I first joined the troop, and this is kind of like your sample answer. When I first joined the troop, it was a really big, bustling troop. We had a bunch of fun guys, but unfortunately, the next year, they all aged out. I think we lost 6 guys just because of their ages.
I wouldn't say they aged out.
But they also went to college.
We talked about a couple episodes ago, we talked about life before a DTO. When he joined the troop, everybody just left. So we can blame
him. Put it that way, sure.
Yeah, they saw this kid coming up like, oh man, I don't want to deal with this kid anymore.
The difference between being a younger scout and an older scout is not very different for Addy, because everyone still hates him.
It just wasn't worth the eagle.
We're really pushing it here. Huh? Wow, okay. Well, I don't really have any dirt on you, AJ, Yeah, I think...
That's because I'm the troop pope. You don't have any...
All right. Let's ask Nathan. Nathan, what's it like being a younger scout?
A medium scout.
Well, it's been a fun journey with these guys.
You don't need to be cheesy.
Insult us.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, similar to Addy, a bunch of people left after I joined. I do not believe it was my fault. It was a bunch of them eagled out and had eagles and they all aged out.
Yeah, we had a lot of eagles here.
Yeah, kids like Donnie, Ben Temple, who we had a very brief
encounter. They left when I came.
Wait, you weren't there.
We weren't there. They, well, they were there, and then Ben went to like Mass Merit and was just like, bye after I came.
Yeah, they were.
And
like,
all like Donnie well, they went to about college a week after I came.
Yeah. Well, I mean that's kind of what Donnie's in Illinois, and Ben's just
he's
around
in
the corner.
He's in Mass
Merit. Ben's in Mass Merit.
Ben's in Mass Merit.
But it was probably very different experience from a lot of these guys, because it was really me and William were the two that came in. Ethan and James also were in here briefly.
Scoutmaster minute.
Oh,
yeah. Yes, can we have a scoutmaster minute?
Yeah, hey, all right, so.
I like getting interrupted.
On the podcast, yeah, your answer was too long anyways. No. we just got visited by our scoutmaster, Mr. McConnell, and assistant, actually head of the committee, Mr. Pine.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, welcome to the podcast. This is kind of like on the fly. Do you want to give us Scoutmaster's minute?
A Scoutmaster minute. Wow.
Yeah.
I think about that.
Like 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Wait, that is fun. Hold on. Did you walk over here to put us to sleep?
Yes.
Oh.
Tell you guys that it's 10 o'clock and time to wind it down.
Okay, well, podcast comes first.
That was only a Scoutmaster 5 seconds.
That was 5 seconds. All right, that's some words.
You don't have any.
What valuable lesson did we learn today?
Enlighten us today.
I learned today that you put sunscreen on the top of your legs so you don't burn them.
Yeah, okay. Sunscreen on the top of your legs. Sunscreen
when you're canoeing.
I know. I know what I learned.
Make sure not to kayak.
What did you learn?
I learned not to leave a 250-pound kid in the back of a canoe.
And then have everyone leave.
He has to get out first, or else we go underwater.
Man, some first-hand karma today. As the universe came back to me after falling asleep 5 years ago, I had my partner fall asleep today while we were on the water.
Yeah. I didn't fall asleep today. Well, because I was in a kayak alone. That would have been bad if I fell asleep.
You were going up and down, making sure everyone was together. Or
anything
else. Last night I slept on a pull-out couch. There was a bar underneath my back. And when I was canoeing today, there was no back support. So my back's just like...
Well, I just sleep on a pull-out couch.
So are you going to like just make sure that we go to bed? Or do you have any words of wisdom?
Not turn the light on when it's been this dark so long.
Words of blindness.
Oh, words of wisdom. The problem. You guys have an unwise scoutmaster.
We're pretty deep in this.
He didn't think he was going to be challenged right now.
I know, I was not preparing.
Just quickly whip out the phone.
He came here to put us all asleep, and we flipped it on him.
Never be a scoutmaster and don't have a minute ready.
There'd be other scoutmasters who'd say you should always be prepared at all times, but...
Oh, there. That's
but
wise.
You have me.
That's wise.
So,
yes, there you go.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's Corona. I'm just actually just glad we're all back together doing something.
One thing I'd say that's really good that you guys do with all the, helping out with scouting for food and helping out the community and stuff is think about all you do with that. And this trip almost didn't happen. Because last minute, all the canoes, we lost all the canoes. We
couldn't
borrow them and we couldn't have them. And I asked on Facebook, hey, we're going to lose this trip. Anybody have a canoe we can borrow? And I was hit immediately with canoe. We had more canoes than we knew what to do with.
So shout out to Zuckerberg for having
this would have been, if we had to rent all these canoes in a trailer, probably would have been way over.
Really expensive. So,
then also, last minute, hey, we can't have a fire here. That totally screwed up our food plans. Mr.
And then, we shouted him out.
Mr. Bodner brought all this food out of nowhere. So, I mean, if this was something different, it was not the reputation that you guys have, you wouldn't have had that kind of help just out of nowhere. So, everything you guys do is really awesome.
So, thank you to the Scout families. Thank you to the Scouts. Thank you to the Scout leaders. Been one hell of a trip.
It's not over yet.
It's not over yet.
You gotta sleep. Then it's
but
over.
now we're I think we're being forced to go to bed.
Or we're just soon to go to bed.
now. Which one is it?
Soon as in a few hours.
No, I think it's like...
maybe like 10:30?
3 minutes.
After this podcast is done recording. 10:15. So let's just keep a long, silent recording and...
No, I think we're going to wrap it up. We kind of got really off topic there. We went from like, what did we start with?
I don't know. It was something about
what was
like,
it we're talking like about as a younger
scale. Scale. Yeah, but you know what? And then we got, you know.
And Nathan got real cheesy.
Double. Yeah. We got like a double special guest entrance from the Scoutmasters. We got our Scoutmasters minute.
Yeah, Ben Tumble came in out of nowhere.
We've got a bunch of younger scouts and other leaders that want to go to bed. And so.
Yeah, we usually have a pretty corny ending at the end, like saying, "Oh, our campfire is burning down."
Yeah. Well, we don't have a campfire.
We don't have one.
So
our actual excuse is our Scoutmaster's telling us to go to bed.
Yeah.
So,
before we do end, because I think we're given like a little bit more time, huge thank you to Max, Zach, John, and Nathan, and Jason for all of you guys sticking around, you know, just being part.
Tommy's the most important.
What about Tommy?
And Tommy in the back, I see you. Just sticking around, being a part of this podcast, creating some memories. I mean, how many scouts get to say they created a podcast on a camping trip?
Three.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, now three.
Just you three.
But hey, now it's what, five more? So thanks again. This has been great, as always, because you know I'm saying thank you. Thank you to the listeners. Thank you to the supporters. We'll see you next time on Tales of the Trails.
Peace out.
Peace out, guys.